It's Thursday, July 5th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Indian pastor Dipendra Malaywar from Uttar Pradesh was released from prison at the end of June after facing false charges of forcing people to convert to Christianity. The Worldview spoke to William Stark of International Christian Concern about evangelism in India.
It's really difficult for, like, the Christian pastor, for example, especially in places where these religious freedom acts or anti-forced conversion laws are on the books. Essentially, what these laws regulate is religious conversion. So if I'm someone that hears the gospel for the first time and I'm interested in converting, I have to register that conversion with the government, get it approved by the state government, and then I can go through the conversion after a month.
Stark said Pastor Malaywar followed the law before being apprehended.
He actually had, I think, 16 affidavits. So signed legal documents from 16 individuals who of their own free will, as attested to in the affidavit, said they were deciding to convert from Hinduism to Christianity. He was bringing these affidavits to the courthouse to get them notarized because he was that concerned being accused of forced conversion.
Please pray for our brothers and sisters in India to boldly and wisely share the gospel of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, "All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." U.S. Senators Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire met with Pastor Andrew Brunson last Friday in prison for his faith in Turkey. The senators also met with Turkey's President Recep Erdogan regarding Brunson's release. Shaheen said Brunson's imprisonment is unjust and that it is the United States' duty to do everything possible to bring him home. The U.S. has already applied some sanctions on Turkey over Brunson's imprisonment. The United Kingdom government's July LGBT action plan includes plans to, quote, "eradicate the abhorrent practice," end quote, of conversion therapy for homosexuals. A recent study of 100,000 such people found 2% attempted conversion therapy. Christian groups have expressed concern that this plan would violate their freedom of speech. The initiative is part of a $6 million project to make Britain more inclusive of those committed to sexual perversions. But Acts 3:19 says, "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Praise God! Dr. William Freeman, the last abortionist in the U.S. territory of Guam, retired back in May. Guam allows for the murder of unborn babies up to 26 weeks, but no abortion mills are operating now. Freeman's women's clinic has now been taken over by Dr. Jeffrey Gable, who says he is pro-life and will not do abortions. The U.S. Episcopal Church has some gall. It is considering the redefinition of God. The denomination's officials met this week discussing whether to amend their common book of prayer to reference God as gender neutral. Leaders are also considering changes to reflect support for faux homosexual marriage. God says in Malachi 3:5 through 6, "I will come near you for judgment, because you do not fear me, for I am the Lord. I do not change." Researchers led by two Harvard University scholars found a rare copy of the Declaration of Independence in a British archive of papers belonging to an aristocrat who supported the American colonies. Called the Sussex Declaration, this document dates back to the 1780s and is one of two contemporary parchment copies of the Declaration of Independence. Lutheran and Catholic ministries are working to care for over 170 immigrant children separated from their parents following the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy for illegal immigrants. These ministries provide transitional foster care for unaccompanied minors to find people in the U.S. who can offer family care for them. The children are as young as 18 months, and most are under the age of 6. In God's providence, Dean LaBarba was the only doctor on board a 300-person flight from Zurich to Los Angeles last month when a woman collapsed. LaBarba had just finished medical school and put his skill to work to save the woman's life. The doctor said the situation confirmed his, quote, calling and desire to help people, end quote. Dorcas Showalter of Chile wrote me at adam@theworldview.com and said, quote, almost 2 years ago, we moved to a little mission church in the Patagonia of Chile, about 500 miles from the southern tip. Although we are here for an indefinite period of time and have Chilean residency, the U.S. is very dear to our hearts. As someone who had quit reading the news because of all the trash and wondering if what I read was even true, the worldview in 5 minutes is a breath of fresh air. I really like the Bible verses tied with some of the stories. This is the kind of news that I want. I use quite a lot of the things you send as prayer requests for myself and for our children too. In our homeschooling, we have morning time, which includes scripture and prayers. About a month ago, we were praying specifically about abortion. After prayer, our 9-year-old son questioned me on prayer. He has known why we pray, but it was like he was needing to own the reason himself. We got done talking about it, and he still seemed a little hesitant. I did not push. The very next morning, Your Worldview in 5 minutes told us that Trump had denied money for abortion clinics. My son even teared up. It was faith-building for him to see how God had answered those many prayers we had prayed, even when in our son's mind, it did not concern him. He knows prayer works in his life, but now his eyes have been opened to how he needs to pray for others he does not know. Thank you so much for the time you spend on sending out your newscast. End quote. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. In order to help keep the worldview on the air, we need to raise $30,000 of pledges by Friday, August 3rd. Among the tens of thousands of our listeners, we are looking for the remnant to step up to the plate. We need just 30 Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year and 40 listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, then on $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. My hope is to see at least 10 new pledges come through by Friday's newscast. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, July 5th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.